Choosing local milk and cream with the National Dairy Council guarantees to support our local economy and brings home the taste of natural goodness. The National Dairy Council, sponsors of Countrywide.
Of course, the traditional methods of catching and killing rats or mice are setting traps or laying poison. But this, of course, can be hazardous on farms if other animals consume the poison. And it can in time, I suppose it can take time, checking the numerous traps that you have regularly if you put traps down as opposed to poison. But imagine if the trap could send a message to your phone when it catches a rat or a mouse.
It's a rat trap. And you've been caught.
Do you like that? Joining us now from Brussels, yes, this morning, if you don't mind, it's well-known broadcaster and environmentalist and communications director with the Campaign for Responsible Rodenticide Use in Ireland, it's Aine Ní Lawne. Aine, good morning.
Good morning, Damien. How are you doing?
What are you doing in Brussels?
I'm on my holliers. I'm entitled to be on my holliers at the moment, seeing as how we're having a little break from Mooney Goes Wild.
I was just going to ask, is Derek Mooney with you?
No, actually, I do get away without him occasionally, and I'm away without him in Brussels at the moment, which is grand. It's all snow here this morning, but you know something? When it snows in Brussels, Brussels still works. The city didn't close down, amazingly.
Yeah, but a very quiet place, though, on a Saturday.
Well, I suppose it is, yeah. It certainly was at 7:30 when I was getting up for this programme.
Yeah, well, it clears out, of course, at the weekends. Tell us more about the Campaign for Responsible Rodenticide Use in Ireland and this new app or SMS technology.
I will indeed. The Campaign for Responsible Rodenticide, as you were saying, has been established in Ireland since the end of 2013, and it's to promote the responsible and safe use of rodenticides, and of course to rouse the awareness of the environmental impact of the misuse of these rodenticides. And the stakeholders in the campaign are the Department of Agriculture, the pest control industry, Parks and Wildlife, Chagas farming organisations, Ulster Wildlife, Birdwatch Ireland, all of the different stakeholders. Because in fact, research has shown that there's 80% of our barn owls actually have traces of rodenticides in them that are laid down for rats. And there's traces of them in kites, in kestrels, in buzzards. And the other awful thing that's happening, and certainly it's happening in Britain and could well happen here too, is that rats are becoming resistant to some of these rodenticides that are being used. So you don't want to end up with super rats that can't be poisoned. But the thing is, if you could not put so much poison into the environment, if you could trap the rats, that would be great. And this is another way of getting rid of them, if you like, in an environmentally friendly way. Because obviously, as Pather was saying, we can't be having rats around farms carrying disease and everything else, or indeed around premises or factories or anywhere else. There has to be control on them.
Or in people's cars. I read about a woman in Cork yesterday
who
found a rat in her car who'd been eating the seats for months, and eventually she caught the rat. Go on anyway.
Good grief. Yeah. Good grief. I mean, mice in cars are bad enough, but a rat would be pretty dire, all right. But you see, if you have your pest control technicians who are going to put out traps all around the premises, you might need lots of traps. And then how are you going to go around every day and have a look at them? This takes up time, and time is money and all the rest of it. So if you had a trap that would tell when it got a mouse or a rat in it, wouldn't that be great? And this is actually what has been invented. So you have your ordinary rat trap that you can buy in the hardware places, and the thing that has been invented is called a wedge. So you sit your trap on top of the wedge and leave them all around a wedge for each trap, and when a rat comes and gets caught in the rat trap, it leaps off the wedge because the activation of the trap makes it do this, which means you have a smart trap. And once it leaps off the wedge, it sends a radio signal to the monitoring point. So if you had maybe 20 or 30 traps all around the premises, you'd have one monitoring point connected to all of these by radio signals. And once that got told that one of them went off, it would send a text message to the trap tech website, who would then tell the owner of this particular thing, one of your traps has gone off, go out and see what's happening. So the pest control company would only have to go out if there was actually an activation. It wouldn't have to be going out every day seeing is there something in a trap. The trap would actually send a message when something was caught in it, and then they could go out and remove it, which means of course that you get more bang for your buck. It's actually cheaper to use these traps now because you don't have to spend all the time monitoring them.
Ingenious.
And the stuff for being caught without putting poison into them. Because It's really important, this whole use of rodenticides. I'm sure, as you know, from EU things that, you know, they're very much aware in Europe of how terrible it is to be putting poisons into the environment. So, you know, the Campaign for Responsible Rodenticide Use in Ireland is running wildlife aware training courses for pest management technicians and for quality assurance managers. And there's one actually coming up in Belfast at the end of February. There are three more in April in Back Weston and in Moor Park and in Athenry, and three more in October. Okay. And there's actually a website for the whole thing. I must give you the website.
Do that.
www.thinkwildlife.org, and all the information of the courses and all the rest of them are there. But this mouse or rat trap that sends an email is or something else, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. It's really ingenious. They think of everything, don't they, Aina? Aina, will you do me a favour? Will you go and put the kettle on? I know that studio there in Brussels, it's a very narrow stairs, so mind yourself going down to the kitchen to get yourself a cup of tea and come back up and join us before the end of the programme. We'll have another little chat and we'll put those details up on our own website. Padda, will you stay with us as well?
I was going to say hello to Padda because I was a celebrity judge on Ferrum Factor 1 year and I had to do a special competition. And what I did was I brought in common plants and trees and I asked the farmers to identify these, and I have to say they weren't very good at it.
Well, Sheila Nicconelli, who were one of the judges, she's super, the Gaeilge Álainge, and she's really super on her. She did the Gloss programme on TG Cahir.
Yes.
And she's one of the judges this year, so she took over that section and did it very, very well.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, to Thulagum go gack with the role of second Ferramore Inish.
All right, well, listen, we'll have another chat about the programmes, and indeed, I know you're on another TG Cahir programme. Your talents knows no bounds, Aina, and as I said, have a cup of tea there in Brussels and we will chat to yourself and Padder a little bit later on. You can text us on 51551.